Hey guys, I hope everybody's doing great, doing awesome. I send you good vibes to everybody, right? As of today, guys, right, I know you've been listening to this podcast so far. Some of you are sending your homework, some of you are not. It is not about the homework, it's about listening to it. It's about really knowing what your priorities are. Do you want to keep working in the same job that you have? If that's so, just literally get out of the group. If you want to continue having the life that you want, don't do the things that you want to do, that you have to do, and start doing the things that you feel good for your life so you can have that the same life, the same results. Why? Because you are acting upon the same formula, all right? So guys, right, if you want to see some changes in your life, you start making the things that are uncomfortable, things that you don't want to do. Waking up earlier than before, exercising when you don't feel like it. That's what matters. Right? Everything is easy. Every day it's a little more difficult, but at the end it becomes easy. So as of today, guys, we're going to go over some of the five mental laws, which are the principles to change your integrity and to change the way how you see life. These laws are based upon, not because somebody says them, it's because these are the laws of the universe. Work with the laws of the universe and you will see greater results. So without further ado, let's get started. Number one, the law of attraction. A corollary of the law of cause and effect is the law of attraction. This is one of the most important of all mental laws in explaining what happens to you. This law says that like attracts like. It says that you inevitably attract into your life the people, ideas, circumstances, and opportunities that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Just like a magnet attracts iron feelings, you attract whatever is consistent with whatever you are thinking about most of the time. Because this is a law, you cannot think one thing and attract something else. Whatever you're thinking about most of the time, you're drawing into your life from all directions. This is why fuzzy goals bring fuzzy results. Clear goals bring clear results. Because your level of self-confidence is directly tied to how effective you feel you are in achieving your goals. It is very important that you know exactly what is you want and that you think of nothing else. The law of correspondence. Another mental law, also a corollary of the law of cause and effect, is the law of correspondence. This law says that your outer world tends to correspond to your inner world. Your outer world of health, wealth, and relationships will be a reflection of the way you think about each of these subjects. There is a saying that thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Your thoughts and goals are like seeds, and your mind is like fertile soil. Whatever seeds, positive or negative, clear or unclear, you are planting into your mind will grow in your reality. Whatever you are reaping or experiencing today is the result of what you have sown in the past. Since your mind is not a vacuum, it doesn't remain empty, like a garden. Either flowers or weeds will grow. Your thoughts are the most powerful forces in your universe. They are both creative and causative. Every minute of every day, they are forming the world around you. As Shakespeare said, nothing is, but thinking makes it so. Your life is what your thoughts make it. The law of concentration. Another principle that affects your life is called the law of concentration. This is an important principle in determining the development and maintenance of your self-confidence. The law of concentration, as mentioned earlier, says that whatever you do on continually grows in your reality. Thinking about a subject, dwelling on it continually, is like watering and fertilizing a seed. Concentration causes it to grow faster in your experience. The more you dwell on any goal or subject, the more of your mental capacities are dedicated to making that goal or subject a reality. The law of concentration explains why unwavering dedication to a single purpose goes hand in hand with all great accomplishment. The ability to concentrate without diversion on a single subject, to the exclusion of all others, explains why ordinary people achieve extraordinary things. Peter Drucker once said that whenever you find something getting done, you find a monomaniac with a mission. Because of this mental law, when an average individual with average capabilities brings all of his or her mental powers to bear on the achievement of a single goal, often far more can be accomplished than a seemingly more fortunate person whose energies are dispersed by having several goals at once, or, as quite commonly happens, no goals at all. The law of substitution. The law of substitution states that your conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time, positive or negative. Whatever thought is held continuously in your conscious mind will eventually be accepted by your subconscious mind as an instruction or command. Your subconscious mind, in harmony with these other mental laws, will go to work 24 hours per day to bring your dominant thought or idea into your reality. Your subconscious mind is inordinately powerful. It is the repository of all your emotions, beliefs, values, attitudes, and feelings. All your thoughts and feelings throughout life are stored in your subconscious. The development of the unshakable self-confidence that you desire requires that you step up to your mental computer and take every step necessary to program self-confidence deep into your subconscious mind. The law of emotion. The final mental law you need to know in development of purpose, personal power, and self-confidence is the law of emotion. This law says that every decision that you make, every thought you think, every action you take is based on an emotion of some kind. The two primary emotions are either the emotion of fear at one end of the spectrum of emotions, or the emotion of desire at the other end of the spectrum. When you hold an emotion-charged thought in your conscious mind, it is rapidly accepted by your subconscious. Your subconscious then activates all your mental powers and begins to turn that inner thought into a result or experience in your outer world. The more powerful the emotion, the more effect it has on your thinking and actions. The more rapid the change in your experience, if the emotion is strong enough, the change can be instantaneous. The power of decision. I had a friend who smoked for 30 years. He claimed that he couldn't quit smoking because it was a deeply entrenched habit. Going back to early adulthood, one day he had some chest pains and went to his doctor, who performed a series of tests on him. When the results of the tests were in, the doctor sat my friend down and told him that he had a serious heart condition, and that if he continued to smoke, he would be dead within 6 months. Samuel Johnson once said, "When a man is to be hanged on the morrow, it clears his mind wondrously." When a man is to be hanged on the morrow, it clears his mind wondrously. The idea of dying was so emotionally charged to my friend that he took out his cigarettes, threw them in the wastebasket, and never touched one again. In a positive vein, if you're absolutely convinced that you are meant to be a great success in life, and that there was nothing in the world that could stop you from achieving great things as long as you threw yourself wholeheartedly into every activity and persisted until you succeeded, you would become an irresistible force of nature. The depth of your belief and the strength of your conviction would dramatically increase the power of your personality. Gotta repeat that again, man. That was good. The depth of your belief and the strength of your conviction would dramatically increase the power of your personality. If you really believed in your ability to succeed greatly, you would become unstoppable. The four C's of inner confidence. You can develop this kind of belief, this inner confidence, by developing what I call the four C's. Taking notes. Number one, clarity. Clarity. Decide exactly what it is that you want to accomplish and exactly the kind of person you wish to become. Number two, conviction. Develop the unshakable belief that you can do anything that you can put your mind to. Number three, commitment. Resolve to do whatever is necessary. Develop the willingness to pay the price in advance for any success you desire. Number four, consistency. Resolve to work on your goals every day, morning, noon, and night until they're accomplished. When you back your goals and actions with clarity, conviction, commitment, and consistency, you are on your way to developing the kind of confidence that will make everything possible for you. So, what do you think about it? What is it important for you? How are you going to start applying clarity, conviction, commitment, and consistency in your life? What do you think about the five mental laws? I'm going to repeat them again so you have this thing, right? The first one is the law of attraction. Why are you attracting? What energies are you putting next to you, right? The law of correspondence. How is this law affecting your life? What are you taking action so you can see reaction later? Law of concentration. How long do you tend to concentrate? How long does it take for you to lose your mind? Law of substitution, right? Why are you changing so you can see different results? And what are your emotions based upon the law of emotion? What emotions do you have inside of you that make you take the decisions that you take every day in your life? Take the decision to change your life. God bless you and have a super fantastic rest of your day.